Every now and then we get an email from our listeners with a question about wireless communication. Rainish Sina from WinLab at Rutgers University sent a question about OFDM, although I'm not quite sure whether he contacted us after listening to an interview with Geert Amata, Jeff Anderson, or Helmut Bolsky on this topic, or whether he checked some of the multi-carrier CDMA papers that I wrote, or that he read the editorial introduction to a special issue on multi-carrier modulation for Kluwer's journal on wireless personal communication. But anyhow, Rainish, we're happy to answer your question. Rainish wrote, "I've recently acquired interest in the OFDM technology and I'm just beginning to familiarize myself with the literature. There's one question that keeps coming to mind as I look at the papers. The question is, in the earlier systems in the 1960s, they had a transmitter with a discrete Fourier transform. The signal was sent through the channel, and an inverse discrete Fourier transform in the receiver, whereas all papers today start with an inverse discrete Fourier transform, then the signal is transmitted over the channel, and in the receiver a discrete Fourier transform is applied. Why is that? Is there any advantage for using one over the other?" Well, Rainish, I don't think there are major mathematical differences, but the inverse DFT, or an inverse FFT, a fast Fourier transform, whatever you like, in the transmitter, is closer to an intuitive understanding. In OFDM, bits are sent in parallel on multiple subcarriers. Thus, when N user symbols arrive in the transmitter, these will define the modulation of N subcarriers, thus in frequency domain. That is, the incoming bits are in fact just the frequency components of the signal that will be transmitted on the channel. All the transmitter does is translate these frequency components into the time signals of a signal that goes into the antenna. Thus, it converts frequency components to a time domain expression. That is, in fact, the same as doing an inverse Fourier transform. Anyhow, mathematically, a Fourier transform and an inverse Fourier transform are the same, except for a multiplicative constant, so there's nothing wrong with the older papers. It's just the same type of signals that you will be transmitting. And I think the difference is therefore rather cosmetic instead of technical. And we hope that this answers your question, Rainish. By the way, if you're interested in posing some questions, you can find our email address in our website, and our website is wireless.per.nl.